Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Praise the Lord. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. While you're your co-host, Minister Emmanuel Hoges, we bring you greetings today in the name of the Lord. We thank God for, amen, this day. Thank God for another opportunity just to give the Lord's name the praise. Amen. We welcome each and every one of you. Amen. We thank God for another day that the Lord has kept us. We pray that your day has been blessed. We pray that
the recording has started.
God has blessed you today. God has strengthened you. Amen. Encouraged your heart some way, somehow today. Amen. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. We thank God for how the Lord has been blessing us. Amen. On this Prayer News Network, thank God for the word of God that's been coming forth. And tonight we come back to do it all over again. We come to have a good time in Jesus. Amen. What you need, God's got it. Amen. He has everything that you need. Amen. So we just praise God for all things. Amen. Once again, as you're coming on in, amen, we say welcome as you're coming into the Prayer News Network Global, where, amen, our visionary founder is Annette Bradley. Amen. Thank God for the woman of God, for each one of you today. Amen. We just give God praise, give God glory. Amen. For the things that he has done, and even for the things that he's yet about to do in our lives. Amen. God is going to move in our behalf. He's going to work things out in our favor. So all we got to do is trust him and just go ahead and give him the praise, knowing that it's already done. Amen. We just want you to invite somebody, amen, to the Prayer News Network broadcast tonight. Amen. Reach out, amen. Take a moment and text somebody to let them know that the Prayer News Network broadcast is on live, amen, tonight, and that we're on the air now. Amen. This is a live recorded broadcast. We will, at the end of the program, give you two numbers for you to call if you so desire to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. So we want you to just go ahead and reach out to somebody right now. Let them know that the Prayer News Network broadcast is on the air and that we're on live. Amen. Thank God for all of our callers and our listeners, those that are tuning in by various ways. Thank God for our Facebook listeners, those that, amen, charming through Facebook. This is a live recorded broadcast, and, amen, the services are posted every night on Facebook. So you can go to our Facebook page and do a playback of the broadcast recorded that night. Amen. On Facebook, you'll find us at the Prayer News Network, and there you can find us. Amen. Click on the logo to replay the broadcast. Amen. It's listed by currency, the current broadcast. Amen. So we just thank God for that opportunity, that ways of means to be able to hear the word of God. Amen. Also to all of our callers, amen. Thank God for our international callers, those of you that are calling in from other countries today. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Being a part of this broadcast. Amen. We thank God, praise God for all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. Each one of you that tune in and come to this live faithfully, we thank God for you. Amen. We'd like to welcome all of our first-time listeners. Amen. Whether by Blog Talk Radio, whether calling in from other countries, or even just calling in locally in the United States. Amen. We thank you. Amen. For being invited to this live. We thank, amen, God, that somebody told you about this line. However way you found out about this line, we're so glad that, amen, God has placed you in our path and caused you to be a part of this broadcast. We pray that you be blessed tonight, encouraged through what you have heard, amen, through what you hear, and through what your heart, amen, is yet going to feel. So we say welcome to each and every one of our first-time listeners to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. So we just give the Lord praise tonight. Amen. We give God thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Amen. We have a right to praise him. We have a right to give him thanks for all the wonderful many blessings that the Lord has bestowed upon us. Amen. We praise God for all of our leaders, each and every one of our leaders, one by one and name by name. Thank God for, amen, our covering, the late Apostle F.T. James, amen, and to the James, amen, family. Thank God, amen, for them. Thank God for, amen, all the other presiding bishops and pastors, amen, to each and every one, amen, we thank God for them. Thank God for your leaders tonight, for each and every one of your leaders, amen, whom God, amen, saw fit to place, amen, over you to watch for your soul. Amen. The Bible says, amen, he's given us leaders, amen, those that, amen, watch over our souls. Amen. And teach us and, amen, guide us through the word of God so that we can be saved. How can they hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? You cannot do it. You got to have a leader. You got to have, amen, covering. You got to have, amen, a place to call home. Amen, where you can go and fellowship with other believers. Amen, forget not to assemble ourselves together. Amen, but we got to come together. Amen, touching and agreeing. And God said, I will be in the midst. And truly, we believe the word of God tonight. We know the word of God is right. The word of God, it works for our situation. They're the answer to everything that we encounter in life. The answer is in the word of God. Amen. So we praise God for that. Thank God, amen, for my leaders, amen, tonight. Amen, my bishops, amen, Northern District Bishop Rich Jackson, Southern District Bishop, the late Louis Marshall, amen, to his companion, Mother Marshall, to my local pastor, Pastor Mark Hoges, Lady Kalisa Hoges. Amen. Praise God for the men and women of God. Amen. Those that love the Lord. Amen. Those that don't mind serving. Don't mind doing what God says do. In a time like this, we got to have a mind to do what God says do. Amen. So we just give God praise tonight. Amen. We're not going to prolong the time, but we want you to, amen, prepare your heart and your mind. Amen. We hope that you have reached out to someone, invited, amen, someone to come in the room, amen, for the Prayer News Network service tonight. Amen. To hear what thus says the Lord. Amen. Thank God for all of our advisors. Amen. Each and every one of them. Amen. For working and laboring. Amen. So diligently, faithfully. Amen. Thank God for their labor of love and their sacrifice. Amen. That they make each and every night. Thank God for our prayer warriors. Thank God for our songsters. Amen. Those that come and bless us through song. Thank God. Amen. For everybody. Those that are working behind the scenes. Just to help to keep this broadcast going. Amen. We've been, amen, in existence now for over 2 years. Amen. And the Lord is continuously to bless us to continue on in his name. For without God, we could do nothing. Amen. If God wasn't involved in this, there was no need for us to come together. But because God is in the building, amen, souls are saved. When God is in the building, deliverance is made. Amen. We know God is in the room. Amen. Because he has proven himself so many times. He has showed up. Amen. And let us know that he is real. Amen. So glory be to God. We give God the praise just for being, amen, in our midst tonight, for being with us. Amen. God is with us. Amen. He's a very present help. Even right now, the Lord is helping us right now. Amen. So we give him praise. We give him glory. We give him honor that's due unto his name. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. So we praise God for all things. Once you prepare your hearts and your minds, amen, tonight for the sanctification of the line. Amen. I want you to prepare your hearts and your minds. Amen, for the sanctification of the line. Amen, we know that we have to, amen, go to God. Amen, in sincerity, purity. Amen, he has to know in his word. Amen, that we cannot, amen, if we brought iniquity in our heart, the Lord will not hear us. Amen, so we know that we have to have a clear heart and a clear conscience before the Lord. Amen, we have to go to God for forgiveness, get forgiveness. Amen. We have to repent. Amen. Repent is a daily thing. We have to repent on a daily basis. Amen. It ain't just, amen, repent when you know that you're doing wrong. But, amen, you have to repent, amen, even for things that you're not aware of. Amen. Even things that we're not aware of. Amen. We have to repent of it. Amen. So we just give God praise tonight. Amen. Let us put our minds on Jesus. Amen. Let us, amen, go to God tonight. Amen. Believe in God. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now. We give you praise. We give you glory. We just thank you for being God. Beside you, there is no other. Father God, we just praise you for another day that you have allowed us to see. You have kept our hearts and our minds stayed on you all day long. You have kept us from all hurt, harm, or danger. Realize you didn't have to do it, but you did. Oh, God, you are faithful. How great is thy faithfulness towards us. God, you've been mighty good to us. You've been better to us than we ever could be to ourselves. Oh, God, you are our peace tonight. You are our strength. Hallelujah, you are our source. Oh, God, without you, oh, God, we can surely, surely do nothing but fail. Father God, in you we move, we live, we have our being. Father God, we were clothed in our right mind this morning. When we woke up this morning, you touched us with your finger of love. You breathed on us and told us to arise. When we woke up this morning, we was able to see out of our eyes. We was able to hear with our ears. We was able to walk with our feet. Father God, you stripping our bones. You stripping our legs even to be able to stand up. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We thank you. We praise you. So many people were not able to move this morning. So many people were not able to see or even to talk. But, God, you have blessed us, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, because even you touched our minds, God. Oh, God, we woke up, we yet had a mind to serve you. We yet had a mind to seek your face and to do what you say, do to please you in all that we do or say. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we're so grateful tonight. Father God, we say thank you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for another opportunity just to call on your holy name. There's no other name given unto heaven whereby we must be saved. Oh, God, but the name Jesus. We thank you for that name. We thank you because there's power in the name of Jesus. We thank you because we know that there's saving in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we got saved calling on the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we were born again through that name Jesus. You said he shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. We thank you, oh, God, for bringing forth a son tonight and calling his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. We thank you for the birth. We thank you for the resurrection. We thank you for the death and the resurrection. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary. That blood that came streaming down. Out of his side came blood and water. Blood for redemption. Water for cleansing. We thank you right now, oh God, because your blood, it never loses its power. Your blood is able to redeem us. Your blood is able to save and heal us. Your blood is able to make us whole tonight. In the name of Jesus, we know tonight, God, nothing can wash away our sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And we know tonight, God, nothing can make us whole again. Nothing but the blood. We need the blood tonight. We apply the blood to every situation. We apply the blood of Jesus to every ailment in our bodies tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we apply the blood to every burden that's trying to attach out to our lives. Hey, glory to your name. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you right now. We pray you stop by tonight. Make your holy visitation. Oh, God, come see about us. You made us. You know all about us. You know our frailty, Lord. You know our frame of mind. You know our going out. You know our coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. We pray tonight, Father, that you will cause your face to shine upon us. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, smile on us tonight. Oh, God, be pleased with us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, accept our I worship tonight. I accept our praise. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. You are God and God alone. You deserve my praise. Oh, God, we owe you praise tonight. Yes, I owe God. I owe God a praise. I owe you praise tonight. You've been just that good. In the name of Jesus, I never could have made it without you. Could not have come this far without you. In the name of Jesus, we can't do this on our own, but we're depending on you. Oh, God, to see us through. The one that said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, give us life tonight, and that more abundantly. Give us abundant life. Oh, God, help us to tap into the abundance. Help us. Oh, God, to reach for. I press towards that mark in the name of Jesus. We want to reach that land that flows with milk and honey in the name of Jesus. Open the doors tonight. Provide. Make provisions. Oh, Jesus, we want to trust you, Lord. Help us to believe on you. As the scripture has said, oh, God, cause out of our bellies to flow. Oh, God, like river waters, in the name of Jesus, heal tonight, anyone sick tonight, let them be healed, if they committed sins, it shall be forgiven them, oh, Jesus, restore tonight, restore somebody's faith, restore somebody's joy, restore somebody's hope tonight, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, help tonight, help your people, Lord, those far and near, those in other countries, those that listen through Blog Talk Radio, those that are tapped in through Facebook, those that are on the phone tonight, hear our prayer, Lord, hear our prayer, Jesus, hear our groan, hear us when we cry, from the end of the earth, when we cry unto thee, when our heart is overwhelmed, lead us to the rock, that is higher than I, for you know tonight, that sometimes we get overwhelmed, with the cares of this life, sometimes you know, the load gets mighty heavy, but Lord, you told us to cast our cares, upon you, for you care for us, you will sustain us, you will keep us, in perfect peace, if we keep our minds, stay on you, in the name of Jesus, the righteous cry, and the Lord hears them, and saves them out of all their trouble. This poor man cried. We're crying to you tonight. We run to you, Lord, because we know we're safe in your arms. We're safe in your arms tonight. In the name of Jesus, the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God, wherever it may be, it's in the will of God, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord, have your way tonight, speak to our hearts, speak to our souls, speak to our minds, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth, speak, Lord, see your word tonight, bless your messenger, quicken us tonight, by your spirit, quicken our mortal bodies, cause us, oh God, cause us tonight, to feel your presence, speak one word into our spirit man, one word tonight, that will change our situation, one word tonight, change somebody's heart. One word tonight that will cause somebody to believe on you. As the scripture has said, in the name of Jesus, faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See your word, Lord. See your word tonight. Let the anointing do the work. Let the anointing destroy the yoke. Move self out the way. No more I, God. Move me out the way, Lord, so you can have your way. Move all flesh out the way. No flesh shall be glorified, but Lord, you be glorified tonight. You be pleased with the Lord. You lift in your service. See your anointing, Lord. Your anointing makes a difference. Your anointing is what's going to destroy the yoke. It's your anointing tonight. It's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by your spirit. By your spirit, says the Lord. In the name of Jesus. And we got enough sense to know that if anything be done, it's going to be done through Jesus. If anything be done, you're do it, Lord. You're the only one that can do it. You're the only one that power. You're the only one that can save. You're the only one that can deliver. You're the only one that can heal. In the name of Jesus. Without you, we can do nothing. Oh, God, we can't even do it ourselves. But we make ourselves available so that you can use us anywhere and all the time. In the name of Jesus. Work through us tonight, God. You said greater miracles. You said these things that we should do and greater. In the name of Jesus, help us to do greater works tonight. Help us to do greater works through Jesus Christ, because they that know their God, in the name of Jesus, they that know their God shall do a great thing. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we need you tonight. We need you, Lord. We acknowledge, God. We acknowledge that we need you. We can't make without you. We can't live without you. We can't move without you. We can't even breathe without you. Oh, God, except you do these things for us. We cannot do it of ourselves. We're helpless tonight. Oh, God, we're helpless. We are dependent on you. We're dependent on you, Lord. Oh, God, we need you. Every minute, every second of the day, every hour, we need you, Lord. We need you. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. There's a need in our lives. And we realize tonight, you are the source of God. You are God. You're the power of God. We need to be connected. Help us to stay connected to you. In the name of Jesus. Don't let us be disconnected. Don't let us be cut off from the bond. But help us to stay connected. In the name of Jesus. You said, I am the true bond. You are the bond tonight. Help us to stay connected to the bond. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you tonight. You know the need, God, of your people, Lord, those that have come to the line tonight. Oh, God, all of those that have been ordained to be here tonight. You know every need tonight. You know, God, even before we ask, even before we call, you know the need tonight. Oh, God, we know you're going to do something about it. Oh, God, David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor see begging bread. In the name of Jesus, help us tonight, Lord. Help us to look to you. Help us to be encouraged. Oh, God, encourage the bow down here tonight. Those that are feeling weak and those that are feeling downhearted tonight, we pray that you would give them strength. Oh, God, encourage them, God. Oh, God, though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Oh, God, those that are feeling sick tonight, not feeling well in their bodies, lay your hands on them, Jesus. Oh, God, send your healing virtue out tonight. Let your virtue go out tonight. Heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus. With your stripes, we are healed. Hey, God, we are already healed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for taking our infirmities. We thank you, God, for taking a whipping for us. We thank you for dying in our stead. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, set the captives free tonight. Those that are bound in their mind. Those that are bound in the spirit, even those that are bound in the natural. We pray, God, that you will work it out, God. Oh, God, work it out for somebody tonight. Work a miracle, Lord. You're still in the miracle business. Oh, God, we pray you will work a miracle. Oh, God, signs and wonders. Oh, God, they shall follow them that believe. In the name of Jesus, cast out devils, cast out demons. Cast them out in your name. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. Father God, we pray that you remember families tonight. Oh, God, those that are grieving, those, oh, God, that have suffered loss, even loved ones. Oh, God, look on the families of the little children, Lord. Oh, God, have mercy tonight, God. Have mercy on this world. Have mercy on this society. In the name of Jesus, huh? We realize times are not getting no better, but only getting worse. Huh? The evil days are approaching, huh? But Lord, have mercy, Lord. Huh? Have mercy, God. Help us, God. Spare your people in the name of Jesus. Spare your people's life. Keep it covered under the blood. Oh, God, make Satan behave. See the pit. Bottom up tonight in the name of Jesus. Bottom up with chains, huh? Oh, God, back out of darkness, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we rebuke Jesus. Oh, God, we loose your tonight. We lose the spirit of God. We lose the peace of God. Oh, God, the peace of God that's a path of all understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy, God. Encourage those hearts tonight. Lift heavy burdens tonight. Those that have suffered loss in their families. Those that are grieving tonight. We pray that you will be strength unto them. Oh, God, those that are in the hospital tonight. Remember them in a special way, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Let everything be done to your will and your glory. Father God, you get the glory tonight. Father God, help us, oh God. Give us what we need. Give us our daily bread. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we believe you. We thank you. We count it done. We thank you for hearing us when we pray. For we know that God always hears us. Pray unto thee. In the mighty name of Jesus. And for that we say thank you. And for this we praise you, we glorify you. Oh, God, we pray that you bless the speaker of the hour. Send your words, send your power, send your anointing. Let a soul be saved tonight. Let a soul, God, that say, I'm sick, let that soul say, I'm healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe you for a miracle. We believe you for a turnaround tonight. Oh, God, do a turnaround tonight. Do a quick work in our lives. Prepare us tonight. Get us ready for that great day. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, do these things for your name's sake. We'll give you the glory, we'll give you the honor. This prayer we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. Trust and obey. Do what he says. I believe. I believe. I believe God. Amen. We thank God for prayer. Amen. Lord, we thank you. Amen. Thank you for the sanctification of the line. Amen. Knowing that God, amen, he has searched our hearts tonight. Amen. He has tried our reign. Amen. We praise God, amen, for his clearance. Amen. To go, amen, beyond the veil tonight. Amen. We can go to God in prayer. Believe in knowing that God, he's faithful to that promise. Amen. So we thank God for this night. Amen. Before we go, amen, turn over to the speaker. Amen. We're going to, amen, have our scripture reading coming through Sister Mary Collins tonight. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Holt, to Evangelist Bradley, to the speaker for tonight, to our PNN prayer warriors, to our PNN advisors, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 4th chapter of Ephesians, the 29th through the 32nd verse, grieving the Holy Spirit of God. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice, compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. I have read to you the 4th chapter of Ephesians, the 29th through the 32nd verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank God for Sister Mary Collins. Amen. Reading, amen, the scripture for us tonight. Amen. We need God's word. Amen. We cannot make it without the word of God. So we praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen. Tonight God has spoken. God will speak. Amen. So let us say amen. Let us agree. Amen. With the word of God. Amen. Get your Bibles. Amen. So you can follow the preacher. Amen. It's one thing to hear what somebody says, the word of God says, but it's another thing to know the word of God for yourself. Read the word of God for yourself. Follow, amen, where they're coming from so you can know that everything they're saying is in the word of God. Amen. So get your pen, get your paper, take your notes, amen, so you can ponder and study God's word even after. Amen. You can always go back. Amen, and study God's word. Amen. So at this time, we're not going to stand in the way of the speaker. Amen. No stranger. Amen. One of our advisors tonight. Amen. The person of Minister Alice Booker. Amen. Going to come to us tonight out of God's word. Amen. Let's prepare our hearts and our minds to receive, amen, what the Lord has for us this hour. Amen. Without any further preliminary, amen, we're going to give the platform over to our speaker for tonight. And the person of Minister Ali Booker. God bless you, woman of God.
Bless you, Minister Ho. God bless you, man of God. God bless you. Giving honor to the Spirit of Christ tonight, who is the head of my life. I thank and I praise God for the Holy Ghost. I praise God for each of you all tonight. I thank God for the visionary, Minister Annette Bradley. I bless the name of the Lord for her, Evangelist Bradley, Dr. Bradley. I thank and praise God for my sister. I praise God for each of you all and your pastor. I thank and I praise God for my leaders. I praise God for all those that have had and do have a hand continually in my development. And my, I would say, continually growing and maturing and coming to all that God has in store for me. And I thank and I praise God for those that are far and near. And God bless you, Minister, Lord Jesus, Mary. Sister Mary, I praise God for you. I bless God for the reading of the word tonight. I praise God. I magnify the Lord for the PNN advisors. I bless the name of the Lord for all leaders in the body of Christ. The name of the Lord for all those that are leading God's people in the way of righteousness and in truth and in love and in obedience. I thank and I praise God for those that are leading God's people and knowing and accepting the will of God, even when it don't feel good. I thank and I praise God for all leaders that not just speaking the word or preaching the word, but being a living example of God's word, thriving daily to please him. And I thank and I praise God for leaders from all over the world, all over, even being persecuted for his name's sake. I praise God. I thank and I praise God for those that we have to be careful when men speak all well of us. I praise God for those that endure the hardness and press forward, soldiers. I praise God for leaders that do not surrender because knowing that the battle is not theirs, but it is of the Lord. I bless the name of the Lord tonight. I praise God, for Jesus Christ was a great example unto us, and he still is. Jesus said, I come not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And I bless the name of the Lord tonight for every trial, every heartache. I thank and I praise God for every pain that I ever felt in this body, that God himself have allowed me or you to come to. And if he allows us to come to it, he will get us through it. And I bless the name of the Lord tonight. I praise God. I praise God. I praise God for those that gone on in the Lord. But they endured, and they fought a good fight. But now it's our time to fight a good fight. But we got to be careful how we fight the fight. We got to fight the fight in love. What kind of love? Love not like the world, but a godly love. Fight a good fight. Fight a good fight. For what? For righteousness' sake. Fight a good fight. For what? Truthfulness' sake. Fight a good fight. You go fight a fight, fight a good fight. That even when you pass from life to life, death, the record will show that you fought a good fight. Excuse me. And you was ready to be offered up. You got to fight a good fight. How do you fight a good fight? In love. Not in bitterness. Not in hatred. Not in biting the truth breaking. We all fighting some kind of fight. But let's fight a good fight, a righteous fight. And knowing that the battle's not ours, but it is the Lord. And the song says he gets the glory from me. If I could sing it, I would. So I'm going to do a little bit of it. I'm going to give it what I hear ringing in my soul, in my ears, and in my heart. In my spirit, I'm going to give just that I hear. You get the glory from me. 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 When I'm in pain, you get the glory from me. You get the glory from me. When I feel all alone, you get the glory from me. You get the glory from me. When my back against the wall, God, you get the glory from me. You get the glory from me. Lord, you get the glory. You get the glory from me. Oh, Lord, you get the glory from me. Lord, you get the glory. You get the glory from me. God, get the glory. You get the glory from me. Father, you get the glory. You get the glory from me. When I'm burning down, you see you. You get the glory from me. Father, get the glory. You get the glory from me. God, you get the glory. You get the glory from me. Lord, you get the glory. See, no matter what we're facing, God gets the glory. No matter what you're going through at this particular time, God get the glory. You're on the battlefield, God still get the glory. God get the glory, saint. Tonight. Now, Father God, bless your word. Bless the hearer, but most of all, bless the doer. Now, Father, I ask you to cause me to decrease that you may increase in me. Father, that the work would be of you and not me or myself. And that you create within me a clean heart and a right spirit. In the name of Jesus, And every sin, known and unknown, that I may have committed and don't know it, forgive me. In the name of Jesus, wash me thoroughly in the blood of Jesus Christ. Purge me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness, Father, for thy name's sake. In the name of Jesus, that you receive the glory from me, Father. In the name of Jesus, bless you this people tonight. Bless them, God, in the only way you can, for you know every need. And I heard Minister Emmanuel cover a lot of things tonight. You be God in the midst. You be God in the midst of your people tonight. In the name of Jesus. And we won't take your glory. We won't take your honor. We won't take your praise. We'll give you what due to your name. Cover us even now with the blood of Jesus. Hide us even now behind this cross. Bind up every foul and every evil spirit, every demonic spirit, every unrighteous, every unkind spirit, everything not like you, Father. And send it back to the pit from which it came. In the name of Jesus. Now let your word have free course, Father. God, in the name of Jesus, because no man can come unto you except we come by Jesus. For he's the way, he's truth, and he's life. He's the door. And we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you. Continue to bless this ministry. And the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ calls it to flourish and thrive in all uprightness and truth. In your son Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Now, Father, we thank you. We praise you once again. We're just going to talk a little bit tonight about a godly love. Love not like the world, but a godly love. Love not because of, but in spite of. We're going to talk a little bit about love. Well, by this time, people probably say, some may say, and they may not say. We ought to have that down packed right now. Well, you'll be surprised what all we should have down packed, but we don't. But we see in this day and time in which we live, love is not on this place. And so many different places and all around the world, we see hatred, cruelness, and meanness. It's on this place. But the Bible declares that we do not love like the world. We don't love like the world. We love like the Lord loves. Because they call it right, wrong, and wrong, right. We're going to talk about love tonight. Not the kind of love that we think we have it. But there's some instruction, there's some manifestation of love that knows that whether we have the love of Christ, the love of God, abiding within us and working through us. There's some criteria for love, and love has a way to manifest itself. Why do you say that? I'm glad you asked the question. Love is an action word. 24/7. Even if you and I have a disagreement, love should always be on display. Especially to those that have said and confessed that Christ has come. Christ has come. Where? In these mortal bodies. Christ has come and made an acquaintance with us. And I was spirit have been born again. And we have accepted the love of God through Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Even if we have a disagreement, we should never disagree with what the word is saying. That's why we have to come now and let us reason together. Reason together, not argue together, but reason together. Why do you say that? Because the scripture declares, fools argue, but wise men exchange knowledge. Let's sit down and come up with a solution and let us not be part of the problem. But come up with a solution. Let's sit down and reason in love. Let's sit down and let's reason in peace. That surpasses all understanding. Let's sit down and have a honest and truthful dialogue. And let us find out, do we truly have this godly love, this agape love? Do we truly have what we profess? Do we truly have what we say we have? Really show up. Test will really pressure us and show whether we actually have what we say we have. Have we truly been baptized in love, in joy, and in peace? Because the scripture declares in the Holy Ghost, that love, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. We're talking about a godly love. So you're going to do a transfer of power from hate to love. From sadness to joy. From sorrow to peace. From wrong to right. We're going to talk about it a little bit tonight. Like I said, I hope not to be before you long. But God commanded his love towards us, U.S. us. In that, while we was what? Yet sinners. But God commanded his love towards us while we was yet sinners. Christ died for us. Know who died for you. Christ died for you. He was the sacrificial lamb. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. God gave. Christ became a sacrifice that we may have life and have it may abundantly. Love calls him to go to the cross for us. Love calls him to take a beating for us. Love. Love. And he showed us what love was all about. Don't get it twisted now. Don't get it twisted, because I love you, that you have a tendency, or some people do, to test your love. And he said, don't tempt the Lord thy God. Why? Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So don't tempt love. Don't do it. Don't do it. Why you say that? I'm glad to ask the question. There's a time and a season for all things under the sun. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's a time and a season for all things, not some, but all things. Christ died, okay? While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When you realize who gave his life for you, and when you're being ridiculed, when you're being ostracized, when you're being talked about, when your body racking in pain, when the job you're not making enough, when you barely have what it takes just to get through, know who died for you. Or when somebody cussed you out. Not like I've never heard a cuss word before. It's cuss me up, and it's like this. We don't heard cuss words before. I have. You got something else to say to me? Say something I never heard before. But no matter what you say, I'm going to love you regardless of how you feel about me, especially if I haven't given you a reason. For God commanded his love towards us. And that while We was yet sinners. God commanded his love for us. Christ died for you. You'll find that in Romans 5 and 8. Christ gave his life for you. So we have to die daily for him. We have to make sacrifice for him if we love him. And if you love me, you'll keep my commandments because they're not grievous. They're not grievous. I told y'all to love you, one another, even as I love y'all. It's a commandment. For God so loved the world that he gave. He gave. He gave. He gave. Remember that word, gave. His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, you don't have to perish, but have everlasting life. Love. Love. You'll find that in John 3:16. Love conquers all. Love endures all. Love is not puffed up. Love, long-suffering. Love is kind. Love is patient. Love is understanding. When we were once sinners, we acted and cut up. But somebody had patience. Somebody had long-suffering. Somebody had love for us. And someone prayed because they loved us that God would preserve us for such a time that we'll come to ourselves and accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And then the transfer from hate to love to come and live in our heart, our spirit and mind and soul to us, he said. Listen, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God. And know God. This is the word. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and know God. Criteria. He said, I know the world know too. If you love me, because everyone that loveth is born of God. You're not only born of God, you know God. And know God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. Criteria. On display. Manifestation. When your back get up against the wall, what's in you coming out? He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love. Even when he got to chastise you, he still do it in love. God still love, but he also God of wrath. He still love. And this was manifested. The love of God towards us. Because that God sent his only begotten to the world. That we might, now listen, saints. And this was manifested, the love of God towards us. Because God sent his only begotten Son into the world. That we might, listen at that we might live through him, that we might. So that must be a possibility that some of us might not do. If we don't have the criteria, and if we don't follow the pattern that's been left for us to follow, because it's going to be manifest what salt that we really are. We don't just say, that we might. Live through him. Through him, we might live through him. in is love. Not that we love God, thank you, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the sacrifice for our sins. Not that we love the God, but that God loves us. That God loves us. That he said, what can separate you from my love? He gave some things and he asked questions. Can this separate you? The penalty time? What can separate you from me? Nothing can separate me from the love of God. Loving me. But what can separate me from loving wholeheartedly, fully and completely? The songs I give you, all of me, all of me. We give we'll give the job, all of us, because they tell you got to work 50 hours, you don't put it in. We sacrifice and give a lot of things, all of us. We be so dog tired when you get home. You can barely wait to get there, sleepy on your way, and woke up just in time before you ran up on an 18-wheeler or hit somebody. That's love. And that God loved you so that he let you get up now just to revive you. And woke you up just in time. The angel on all four corners, healing and protection, goodness and mercy to follow you all the days of your life. And when death was approaching closely, thank God for mercy. Meaning it suits our case. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. We ought. So there must be a possibility that we might not. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. See, the word wasn't written to the world. It was written to the body of Christ. Because we the church of the living God. And we wonder why the world do what it do, because it wasn't written to the world. The world do what it do because it don't know God. It don't make a difference how many laws you set in place. It don't make a difference how many laws we pass. If you do not have the love of God in you, hate will always be manifested. I don't care how many times you can go to a church in the name of the Lord. And you come out with the same hate you went in. And nothing about you changed. And you can hate for no reason. Hate just because of them. You are who you are. And God created you who you are. He didn't bring us into chambers to ask us. No question how big I wanted my nose. Or what color did I want my eyes. Or how straight or did I not want straight hair. God didn't call us into chambers to ask us questions. Dirt, what pigment do you want me to give you? Dirt arguing about dirt. Dirt fighting about dirt. And it was God that made us. Sure enough did. It was God that saw fit to create us. In his own image and made us in his likeness. It was God's love towards man. That he saw fit even when man messed up. That he would still do everything to reach man. That even in that, he decided that he'll send Jesus to redeem us back unto him. To purchase us back with his own blood. That's love. That's love. When the blood went down in the ground, and those that were locked up, the enemy thought he had them. But when that blood hit the ground, and it's a dead man walking, that's love. They got up. hit your life. When the love of God come in your heart, you can rise up out of any situation and circumstance. You can get up out of your dad's situation. You can rise up out of that mind that don't drop. You can rise up out of that old mean spirit. You can rise up, saints. On the way, we don't rise up. We don't have him that got up. I said it. And don't take it back. Because in Christ in us has become the very hope of glory. If he got up, he said, all of you can get up. On the way you don't get up, you don't really know me. And you don't possess the power that you possess, that you possess. Because I got up, thought I was dead. When they thought they had rid themselves of me, I got up. I was limited until I died. But I got up with all power in my hand. We're limited when we don't die out of our own self. Our own self, our biggest hindrance. You're not my hindrance. When I allow what you say about me hinders me. When I allow what you do to me hinders me. Self is your biggest hindrance. You can get up. Love will cause you to get up. Love calls you to keep on pushing. Love calls you to do good to those that despise and use you, and you know they don't mean you no good. Love will cause you to go beyond. Love, real love. Love, love, love. Can't nobody keep you down, because love will rise, cause you to rise up. In strength. Yes, sir. In strength. In strength. Oh, I thought she'd been out. Let it count. The way she done gone for all that, but you know she's still standing. Oh, because I got up. When I die out of me, I can get up. We talking about this thing called love. Love is powerful. Love. I don't know why she loved me and why she put up with me. I'm mean to her. I talk to her any kind of way. I talk to him, I mistreat him. I run out on him. I do all sorts of stuff. But he'll love me. She still love me. God will tell you back to my helper. It's the devil saying what the word said now. But I still love you. Oh, such it out. Don't go tell nobody I'm cursing. Because I didn't do that. I'm abiding in the word. That the word may abide in me. But he still loves him. He said, I'm married to you. Not because you so love me. It's because I love you. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, not outside of us, but in us. And it would be on display. It would be on display. And his love is perfect in us. It would be on display. That's 1 John chapter 4, 7 through 12. What kind of love? What are we asking to have on this display? Jesus' love was on this display. It was on this display for the whole world to thought you got rid of him. When you beat him, oh, that's why he came in the world to go through all those things. For who? I'm going to take it personal for me. That's why he was born. That was the will of God that he endure such a contrast. It was the will of God for him to have stripes on him that we may be healed. It was the will of God, but not one bone was broken. Love. Love is a powerful word. Love endures. Love. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. And God in him. We love him. Why? Because he first loved me. We learned that when we were just little children. Ask the Father, 19. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Jesus did not continue in my love. Jesus did not continue in my love. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Love you. Continue ye in my love. Continue in my love. If ye keep my commandment, ye shall abide in my love. Even as I kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you. Why? That my joy might, possibility might not, remain in you. And that your joy might be full. Thank you. Mm-hmm. This is my commandment. This is my commandment. That ye love one another as I have loved you. It's on this phrase. Greater love has no man than this. That a man lay down his life for his friend. These things I command you, that ye love one another. John 15, verse 9-13, and verse 17, talking about love. And it is a commandment, don't you know? It is a commandment. It's a commandment. And the world's going to know that we are his true disciples if we love one another. Love one another. Love mankind. Love his creation. Love. You have people sinning and they put their hate on display. They do it well. And if you got out with one another, he said, go to them and them alone and tell them about it. Talk to them about it. Reason together. And then if you don't hear me, he said, then you go get you somebody else and bring with you. I just want to reason out with them. I just need you to sit here. And that's why I talk to him. And I just want to reason because I want to make this thing right. I don't need no ism and schism because I love him. You do everything in your power to make it right. But after you've done all you can do, you go as far as you can go. It in God's hand. It's called love. It's powerful. It's powerful. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Rooted and grounded in love. May be able to comprehend with all things. All some, but with all things. What is the breadth and length and depth and height? And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. See, the love of Christ passes knowledge. I ain't talking about love from a knowledge head or standpoint. I'm talking about love that says knowledge. That ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. We're talking about love. We're talking about love. Love. And this is the last scripture. The Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with the everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. See, love. If we're going to draw, we got to draw with love. Love draws people. It's just like a light draws bugs. Love does. Oh, everybody not going to love you for the truth. You're going to be hated for the truth. But those that truly love God and those that truly want a life-changing situation to come in their life, they're going to come to that light. If people truly want to change, they're going to come to what truth is, even if it hurts. Why? They made the mind up. By all costs, I want to know who Jesus is. By all costs, I know he loves me. But I've got to get my love right towards him. By all costs, I got to go to him. I need him to make me over. I need him to revive me. I need him to restore me. I need him to renew me. Uh-huh. By all costs, I got to see the king. Love. And only way the world gonna know we belong to him. And only way the world gonna know we love him. If we can love one another. Forgive one another. Be kind to one another. Be tender towards one another. Suffer alone with one another. Forgive ye one another, even as he have forgive us. Strengthen one another. Help one another. You love me? Tell me the truth. So the captive can be set free. Love will cause you to tell me the truth. And I won't have no excuse. And my blood won't be required at your hand. I'm not going to tell them. They may cuss me out. And you know, people these days, people have a gun on them. Jesus said, fear not, for I'm with you. He said, don't even take no thought. Said, you don't have to fear. I'm with you. If we be led by God, and that we do, and God give the okay, that means he's going to be in the midst of it, right? If we get caught up in ourselves, and we're going to go with a sharp rebuke. Love and kindness, I brought you. I brought you to me through love and kindness. Now you got all that anointing in the world. Or you've been called to a great call. Now you don't forgot how to love because you forgot where you came from. You forgot that God delivered you out of something. When we were yet sinners, Christ died. Uh-huh. He died for the same sins that others committed for the liars. Christ died for the prostitutes. Christ died for the gays, lesbians. Christ died for the murderers. Christ died for the hatred. Christ died. Toothbreaker, bite biters. Christ died. Every sin that could be committed under the sun, Christ died. We were stuck in his nostrils, the sins we was committed. Christ died. Christ gave his life. God sent him to die. And he said, you all ought to die daily. Of what? The weight in the sin that usually either beset you. Why? So you can run the race that's set before you with patience. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, for the burdensome one. Christ died for the confused one. Christ died for those in warfare. Christ died for those that steal. He said, steal no more. Christ died, kill no more. Whatever you did, go now and sin no more. Christ died. When we allow him to come in our life and we allow him to live in us, that Christ might live, might live in us, might dwell in us. Don't you got to let it? We got to let it. Whosoever will, let him come. Get a dose of this love. So it can change your heart, change your life. It's going to change for the good. It's going to change for the better. Remember who died for you. Remember who made that sacrifice for you. Christ did. So no matter what I or no one else think about you, Christ said, God said, I so loved you, the world, when you was the world, I loved you beyond you, that I gave my only begotten son for you. Remember tonight, you all over the world that is burdened, going through hardship, those in warfare, natural, spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, financial, in the home, on the job, in marriages, in relationships, Christ died. Those that without strength, Christ died. He gave his life for you, that we might have life, that we might have everlasting life through who? Jesus Christ. That love us. What we want was sinners. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died. Christ died for you tonight. Whatever situation you're in, he died. Don't let nobody tell you he don't love you. He do love you. He said nothing can separate him from loving you. He didn't say one time that something couldn't separate you from loving him. Or we loving him like we ought to. Or we loving each other like we ought to. Because he told us it's on this place. These are the criteria. And I know in the world to know. Because if we know something is wrong, we don't stand up for the right of what's going on. And we just bite our tongue and hold our lips. And we don't cry loud and stand out. Don't you know that's on the record? When you had an opportunity, but you were so afraid what might be said about you going to jail or what they may do. They may shoot you. They may do. You'll kill all the days of your life. You're just like a sheep for the slaughter. And if you lose your life for Christ's sake, you'll find it again. But if you lose it for nonsense, for foolishness, you might not. He told us his criteria. If you lose your life for Christ's sake, for righteousness' sake, find it again. Now, do we believe what we read? Do we believe what we hear? Get fear out the heart. Fear him that can kill both body and soul. Not him that just can kill the body. You can get damaged by the clay. You can build it up again. You can outlive a life. Yes, we can. Christ died for you, saints. Christ died for you, people of God. Christ died for you. All those that's under the sound of my voice, he died because he loved you tonight. He died. He wants you to know he loved you, and you're not forgotten. You're in his love. Christ, God gave, and he's still giving. There's another day that the Lord has blessed us. There's another opportunity that we can come to him, and we can cry to him, and we can get it right. And the only way we can call him Father is by the Holy Ghost. Only way we can cry, Abba, Father. I didn't say it. It's in the book. I'm going to believe the book or don't believe the book. Christ died tonight. That we don't have to stay in a dead situation. We can rise. We can rise above it. Christ gave his life. Christ did it. He died and he got up on the third day to show us we can get up. Oh, we get up tonight. We can get up tonight. We can get up in our thinking. We can rise up in our spirit. We can put on strength. decree I'm healed. We can declare and decree I'm delivered because of his love for us, towards us, working in us, being manifested through us. In the name of Jesus. Is there anyone tonight? If there be any tonight that desire prayer or closer walk with the Lord, and perhaps you know him, but you need just a little strength, or you need just a little push, and perhaps the word of God done the pushing. That's why I read. Why? Why did I read scriptures tonight? Because man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Heaven and earth gonna pass, but God's word gonna stand. And if we take the word and hide it in our heart, that we might not sin against them. That's why I read scriptures. So we can hear the word. Why? Because the Holy Ghost will bring everything back to our remembrance. So that be anyone tonight that don't know him and would like to get to know him and to that love, you could come. You could hit star 6 and come on over. And if there be any that do know him but still need a touch, you could come. Just in case you didn't get what you need. You did get what you needed, but you just need a little boost, just a push. He's waiting. He's waiting for me. He's waiting for you. See, the word came to me first. You got to see, we got to see yourself. I have to see myself. Because God, I want to see him and see him in peace. I don't want to think I got something, and then I get to stand up there and I don't have what I think I have. Because when we really got it, real love, true love, forgive you. And Jesus do put, thank God, to put things in the field, forgive you. And some things you do forget. And you will never remember till somebody do it to you again. Or if it's, then it'll come back to your remembrance. Something I actually forgot. Oh, I remember. They done me like that one time before. And I had forgot all about that. And I thought they changed. My Lord. Jesus, help them. I hope they're not up to the same thing, Father. The same game. Well, God is here to help us tonight. God is here to help us. Things in the sea, forgiveness. He forget about it. And if we do become a repeat offender, then he remembers. But not to wash your face with it. Throw it up in your face every time you have a disagreement. If you forgave from the heart, that's a done deal. That's a done deal. Because love don't work like that. Love don't work ill against one another. It don't do that. No. So we can come on tonight. If there be one that desires prayer, you're welcome to come. You're so welcome to come. You're welcome to come. In the name of Jesus, you're welcome. You're welcome. He loves you. He's waiting patiently just for you and for me. Father, I come. I come. Just as I am, Lord. I come to you because I don't want to be found way in the balance. I don't want to be found, God, believing I have something that I don't have. So I come just as I am. Knee hurting and swollen, I come. Because I believe that you are a healer. And I accept your word that that by Jesus Christ, by his stripes, I'm healed. So I come to you on this night that your healing virtue will go through my body in the name of Jesus. And Lord, in every place where I need renewing and restoring and strengthening, Father, I come. That God, that you do a new thing in me, I come just as I am. And Lord, I throw myself up on your mercy. And that you create and make all things anew in me. That I will be able to display your love. Display it. That mankind can behold you in me and see your glory. And want to come to you. I come for your word. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for delivering. Thank you for renewing me. Thank you for restoring me. Thank you for strengthening me. I come. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Anyone else?
I would like to live. I'm blessed, thank you. I would like for you to please pray for my son, Jamari.
Wait a minute. Son Jamari?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, one moment. Okay. Okay, son Jamari. And what's your name again, sister?
Sister Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. Can you tell me what we're praying for, or you just prefer me just to pray?
Pray for the Lord touch his mind.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for touching his mind. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Sister
Thank
Johnson.
You.
God bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyone else? Man should always pray and not faint. Pray ye one for the other. Pray ye one for the other. Pray ye one for the other. Anyone else? If not, we're going to the throne of grace tonight. Throne of mercy tonight. Throne of healing tonight. Throne of regulating minds and hearts tonight. Anyone else? Now, Father God, as we approach the throne of grace, once again, thanking and praising you most of all for your word that you have sent to heal us. Your word you have sent to deliver us. Your word you have sent to restore us. Your word you have sent to God to revive us. Your word that you have sent to save us. Your word, God, you have sent to prosper us. Your word, God, that you have sent that our jaw may be full. Your word, God, that you have sent to direct our path. Your word, God, that will shine in God's praises. Your word, God, that God will transfer hate to love, your word. That God can regulate mind. Your word that can renew a mind, regardless of what situation it may be in. Your word that you'll send tonight in the name of Jesus. To healing of the mind, strengthen of the mind. Jamaris, God, we stand in the gap this night on his behalf. We bring him to you, God. We cast our cares upon you, Father, because you care for us. Now, Lord, I'm standing on what your word says. And I'm coming to you in the only way I know how. And I bring Jamar to you, God. I give him to you. You created him. You made him. You understand him. And you able to send your word. Send your word, God, and it will not return unto you, God. But it will perform and prosper when you send it to God. To touch his mind. Renew his mind. In the name of Jesus. Transform his mind. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Send your healing virtue. Send your healing virtue. Send your healing virtue. Wherever he may be, God. In the name of Jesus. Stir up his mind unto righteousness. Give peace where he troubled at, God. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God. His mind, his mind. You said, let this mind. Let this mind of devils alive. Only in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the throat behave. In the name of Jesus, come subject to the words yourself, throat. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Touch right now. Because one touch from you will do. One touch from you will do, God. There's so many trouble in their mind. So many bother in the mind. So many, God. But you were able to pull that mind in. You were able, God, to restore that mind. You were able, God, to touch her. You were able to do it, God. In the name of Jesus. And we're going to trust you for it. We're going to trust you for it. We want to hear a good report, God. Bind up the very will of the enemy that will come, God, to try to disturb his mind. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God, keep that mind. He that keeps his mind on you, you'll keep him perfect peace. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch his mom. Touch the mother, God. Touch the mother, God. Touch her, God, in the name of Jesus. Give her strength. God, for she's been made weak. Fill her up where she's been torn down. Father, in the name of Jesus, let peace abide in the household. Let peace abide in the household. Let peace abide, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, for the stripping the crowd, the devil come to steal and destroy. He come to steal your mind. He comes to destroy. But you come that we may have life. And that we might have it more abundantly. Oh, send your abundantly, God, to his mind. In the name of Jesus. And we won't take your glory. We won't take your honor. And we won't take your praise. We give you what's due to you. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you have no dominion over his mind. Darkness have no dominion over his mind. In the name of Jesus. So, Jamal, you have no. You have none. In the name of Jesus. And let peace abide, Father. Let peace abide in the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Johnson?
Yes, ma'am.
Sister Johnson, do your son
yes,
know
ma'am.
About the Lord? Your son know about the Lord?
Yes, ma'am.
He was raised up. And you taught him about the Lord. He's been taught.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I know sometimes our children have a tendency to go astray. Sometimes we have our sin. But I want you to do this. I want
okay.
you to do this. Anoint his pillow. Just anoint it. You don't have to let nobody know what you're doing. Just touch it. In the name of Jesus. As he lays, that God let him have sweet sleep. Let him have a peaceful sleep. And I know you. You see, you can do this, Mother. You renew his mind. You renew it, God. And you can just begin to pull and rebuke everything that you behold with your natural eye. Because you've got to know It's the work of the enemy to come to try to destroy our children. Anointing. You don't have no oil? Get you some water. If you don't have that, all you got to do is just rub the pillow. Just rub it. Anything he gonna eat, just anoint, just wait. Anoint your door post, going out and coming in. Just
the only thing is, he in Florida, I'm up here in Atlanta. He with my mother.
Look, when you anoint your door, you could anoint, you could say in the name of Jesus. See, the spirit not bound. It can travel. You can rub your pillow as a contact. Oh, sweet Jesus. It's power. It's power. You can do your pillow in the name
ma'am.
Of Jesus. And your, what's your mama name?
Betty Johnson.
I'm a Betty, Miss Betty. Okay?
Yes.
Johnson.
Yes.
Be with Miss Betty, God. In the name of Jesus. Keep her in perfect peace. In the name of Jesus. See, you can do it. Let me tell you, Mother. I'm telling you what I know. It's a point of contact. A point of contact, no matter what city they in, what state they in. Spirit of God is not bound. It's not bound. It sounds foolish, but it works. It works.
Yes.
It works. Try it, Mother. Just do it. Just do it in obedience. And just do
yes,
it.
Ma'am.
And just begin to give God thanksgiving. Anoint your doorpost. Anoint
yes,
your
ma'am.
And you say, everything is not like God. You drive it away in the name of Jesus. And I drive it away from my mother's home. I drive it out in the name of Jesus. They call it by name because you know the situation. You know the circumstances. You know it. You plead the blood. Plead the blood. We plead the blood over mother in the name of Jesus in Florida. We plead the blood.
Yes.
We plead the blood. Mother Betty, Miss Betty, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Plead the blood. You in it now. You're not
yes,
alone
ma'am.
Now, Miss Betty, because I got your name. I got your son's name. Miss Jones, I got your son's name. And I got your mama's name.
Amen.
We got your name now, Sister Johnson.
Amen.
In the name
thank
of Jesus.
You, Jesus. Yes.
Be strong
thank
in the
you.
Lord. The power of his might. And continue. Just do it, Mother. Just do it. Anoint your doorpost. What you doing? You telling that's an unclean thing. Can't come in Mother's house. You binding it up. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every unwanted thing, every troublesome thing that would trouble your mama's heart. Uh-huh. God bless you. God be with you and God keep you.
Bless thank
you, Father. Amen. Amen, amen, amen in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We thank God for y'all patience tonight. We thank and we praise God for Sister Johnson. We praise God for her son, Jamar's being delivered. We thank and praise God for renewing of the mind and Miss Betty. That peace be still. We praise God for each of you taking the time just to come. Just to come. We praise God for Minister Bradley once again, the host, and we praise God for the co-host. Minister Emmanuel, we're going to turn it back over to him. God bless each and every one of you all tonight. God keep you. God keep watch over you. God protect you from all hurt, harm, and danger. In the name of Jesus. And God say, shine up on you tonight. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Minister Emmanuel, God bless you.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God tonight. Amen. For the word of God that we have heard. God is love. Love is of God. Amen. Love is powerful. Love is stronger than death. Amen. Jesus, amen. He loved us so well that he gave his life for us. Amen. And thank God, amen. Who wouldn't accept this love? Who is it that feels they don't need this love? We all need love, but the greatest love is of God. Amen. We thank God tonight for the message. Amen. People, God, expect change. Amen. Expect change. Amen. Change is going to take place because God loves you so well. He loves you too much to leave you, amen, in that situation. He loves you too much to leave you in the shape that you're in. Amen. You may come to Jesus one way, but he loves you too much to send you back the same way. Amen. We thank God tonight for the message coming through. Amen. Our amen speaker, our amen advisor, Minister Ali Booker. Amen. Thank God for prayer. Amen. Prayer changes things. Thank God for the soul that responded to prayer. Amen. Believe God. Trust God, knowing that God is able to work it out. There is nothing too hard for God. Amen. It ain't nothing that God cannot do. Amen. So we want you to trust God, believe God. Amen. Know that God has deliverance. Amen. God delivered us one day. Amen. Through his love. Amen. We're delivered. We're here. We're saved because God loved us. And we accepted his love. Somebody gonna love you, but you got to accept it. You got to accept the love that they're trying to give you. And one day we decided, amen, to accept the love of Jesus. And ever since that day, our lives have not been the same. Amen. What God did for us, he's willing and able to do for you. Amen. So we just bless God tonight for such an encouraging word of God. Amen. Letting us know the love of God. God is love. Amen. That's the bottom line, is love. Amen. So we thank God tonight for the word of God. People, God, we want to encourage you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Get a copy. Amen. Share it with somebody. Somebody needs to know that God loves them. Somebody's looking for love, but they're looking in all the wrong places. But the love is in Jesus. So we're going to give you two numbers that you could text us. The first number is 912-257-3918. Once again, the first number is 912-257-3918. Amen. Text us for a copy of tonight's broadcast. To all of our international listeners, those of you that's calling in from other countries, if you desire a copy of tonight's broadcast as well, we're going to ask you to please text us by using WhatsApp. The number is 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, listening to this broadcast, you too can receive a copy of tonight's broadcast by texting us using WhatsApp. The number is 678-608-7234. Please get a copy of tonight's broadcast. When you get it, share the word of God with somebody else because somebody is waiting, amen, on the love of God. Amen. They feel like all hope is gone. But when God breathes on them, they'll know for themselves that God really does care and love them. So we bless God tonight for this, amen, this meeting. Thank God for this prayer. Thank God for the word. Thank God for this gathering, for this fellowship in the spirit. Amen. We pray that you've been blessed. We pray that you have been encouraged. Amen. Your hearts have been strengthened. Amen. For what you have heard this night. And the good part about it is God loves you. Amen. There is no greater love than the love of God. Than a man lay down his life for his friends. You ain't going to find a greater love. And you're not going to find nobody else that's going to do what Jesus done. Amen. He said, no man taketh my life, but I lay it down for my friends. He said, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Amen. So we want to do what God say do. So I want to be a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I don't want to be an enemy of God. Amen. But I want to be a friend of God. Amen. So we praise God tonight. Amen. We want to say a prayer. Amen. Over the woman of God tonight. Amen. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We thank you for this night. We thank you for what our ears have heard and for what our hearts have felt. Father God, we have believed on your name tonight, and we are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, God, we know that you can keep us. We know that you will hold us, oh, God, with your right hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now for the woman of God. We pray that you will touch Mr. Ali Booker. We pray that you will give her strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch her, God, from the crown of her head all the way down to the sole of her feet. Oh, God, don't let a spot be untouched. Don't let a spot be missing, but God, touch her right now. And in the name of Jesus, oh, God, move, oh, God, the pain. Move the swelling right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we believe you. We expect, God, change right now. Oh, God, we expect a miracle right now. Oh, God, do it, God, oh, God. Send your angel down to minister to her spirit, God. Oh, God, see your virtue right now, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, bless her faithfulness, God. Oh, God, bless her, oh, God. And as much as she has blessed you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, you're not a God, God. You're not unrighteous, to figure out our work and labor of love. In the name of Jesus, remember your woman servant right now. Oh, God, remember her right now, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, have your way in her life. Oh, God, make her everywhere whole, God. Make her whole tonight, God. You made the body. You know all about it. In the name of Jesus, there's nothing that you're not aware of. Oh, God, you can do it, God. You just speak the word tonight, God. Speak the word and it shall be done. In the name of Jesus. That's all you got to do tonight, is just speak the word. Oh, God, over her tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. We believe you, God. We take you at your word, God. We expect change tonight. We expect, oh, God, a mighty move of God. In the name of Jesus. We believe on you, Lord. We know that you're able. We've seen you do it before. We've seen you do it before, God. In the name of Jesus. You did it before. You will do it again. Oh, God, work a miracle right now. Oh, God, do it right now, Father. We believe you, oh, God, for the healing tonight. We believe you for strength and deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus. You be glorified tonight. You get the glory, God. Even in every situation, even in the aches and the pain, you be glorified tonight. Even in the infirmities, you be glorified. Oh, God, when we reckon that our sufferings of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. In the mighty name of Jesus, it doesn't even compare for what you have in store for us. Oh, God, we praise you right now. We thank you. We thank and we bless you. We count it done right now. We believe on your name. We count it done. We accept it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We believe God tonight. Amen. I keep hearing the Lord say, expect change. People, God, expect change. Amen. Look for change. Expect it. It shall come to pass. In Jesus' name. Amen. We thank God tonight for you, men, women of God, Minister Ali Booker. Thank God for such an inspiring word. Amen. Every word of God is right. Amen. There's no greater love. That's the bottom line tonight, people, God. The end of this, amen, this program is God is love. Yes. God loves you. God is concerned about you. Amen. It's not God's will that any should perish. It's not God's will, amen, that we go lacking. It's not God's will that we, amen, be, amen, suffering. But it's God's will that we be made whole. Amen. But it's according to your faith tonight. Amen. Be it unto you. He said, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. I believe God tonight. Do you believe God? amen, will expect change. Expect your situation to, amen, change. Expect a turnaround tonight. Amen. We believe God. Amen. We thank God for you, woman of God, for unveiling yourself. Amen. People of God, we want you to know the woman of God is going to be back with us on tomorrow night. Amen. Lord, so say the same. Amen. Come back for part two. Come back to hear what else the Lord has to say unto us. Amen. And like I said, expect change. Amen. From this point forward, amen, look for God to turn your situation around. Look for God to work a miracle. Amen. The woman of God that prayed a prayer of faith, we believe and we know that prayer changes things. Amen. Do you believe that Jesus saves and his blood washes whiter than snow? Yes, I believe. Amen. So we thank God for each one of you to come into the line tonight. Thank you for your listening ear. Thank you for your patience. Amen. We pray that you have been blessed and encouraged. Amen. Through the word of God tonight. But it's not over until God says it's over. Amen. So come back on tomorrow night. Amen. Minister Booker will be back. Amen. To minister unto us. Amen. What thus saith the Lord. Amen. Come. Amen. With intention. Come with purpose. Come with expectation to see what else God has in store for us. So at this time, we're going to change this part of the broadcast. Amen. Back over to the speaker of the hour. Amen. For the last sayings, the blessing of the Lord. Amen. And the dismissal. God bless you, woman of God. We love you. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. Minister Booker, God bless you.
Bless you. God bless you. Minister, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for prayer. Thank you. And I can't say nothing no more. Can't add it. Can't take away. God is love. And God love us. God love us. And he said, expect a blessing. And I'm going to leave it with this. Go in peace and serve the Lord. And expect a change in the name of Jesus. Go now in peace in the name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. God watch over you in the name of Jesus. Go now in peace and serve the Lord and expect to change. Good night, saints, until tomorrow night. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. We thank God for you. People of God, we thank God for each and every one of you. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. We will be back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Blessings unto you in Jesus' name. Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.